week ago. It's on until the beginning of April, and it features shoes created by 10 international shoemakers, artists and designers. And they were paired with people who've previously been homeless and helped by shelter. We heard last night that it was created by artist Joe Cope, and that Cirencester is the first venue outside of London to show it. Now, in a short while, you're going to meet Jackie, who's one of the artists. But first, I had a chat with somebody who inspired her creation. This is Shandor, and this is his story.
Well, it started off a normal day at work, and in the process of carrying out that work, I fell down a hole we didn't know about. It has injured me neck and back. I went on sick leave, obviously, and eventually lost my job because of it. As a result of losing my job, I then lost the home that I had. Although it's a small house, it was great for me and my son. We then started taking lodgings with a very good friend of mine. Unfortunately, he passed away very unexpectedly in 2017, at which point the estate gave me notice to move out, which I hold absolutely no grudge against them at all. You know, it's what they're entitled to. The night before I was due to be evicted, for want of a better word, I received a phone call and they said, "We have emergency accommodation for you." Gave me the address. So I went there the next day, and it was a very small room with a mattress on a collapsing bed, a fridge, and a little bit of sink area. That was it, really. The accommodation itself was an ex-hostel for people with mental health issues, and that things like the windows were screwed shut to stop the residents or whatever from escaping. There was constant problems of things like drains blocking. There was a lot of noise all the time. You were sharing with people who had mental health issues, people with PTSD, people who were under investigation for murder. You'd also have people who were blatantly flouting the rules on no alcohol, etc. It was very uncomfortable. I then complained to the warden, so they moved me into another block, which was slightly better. We're in there for quite a while. I think it was after about 3 months, and I found out that I shouldn't have been in there more than a couple of weeks. It was a short-term thing. I contacted Shelter for their advice on bits and pieces, which is how I got connected initially. And they were quite intrigued by my story, to be honest. Anyway, the summer progressed, people were coming and going, you make friends, they move on, and it was looking towards Christmas. I get a phone call in November, this was after some work for Shelter went live, or whatever you want to call it, and it was from a housing association saying, "We've got a place for you." Now, I thought this was a wind-up. So I rang up the council. They knew nothing about it. I said, "Right, okay, you look into it and get back to me." Half an hour later, they rung back. "Oh yeah, it's all legitimate." Anyway, that evening I had my son with me. We just looked through the windows and I said, "Do you like it?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Right, we'll take it." And started a new life in a one bed flat, which is fine for me and my son.
And what sort of difference has that advice and support that you received from Shelter made to you, Shandor?
Oh, crikey. That was when you get people in the council who, "Oh, you're not our problem. You're that council's problem," and all of this. And the same person rings you up to speak to your landlord and you tell him that he's not making a comeback like Elvis. It's ridiculous. But when you get on the phone to Shelter, you are the one person that they're talking to. That person, whether they've been through the same situation or what, I don't know, but they are extremely competent at making you feel you are important. And to me, that was very, if they hadn't have done that at the initial phone call, I wouldn't be here today talking to you.
What sort of difference has it now made having this place of your own? I think you said to me before on the phone when we talked that just having things like a postcode, which you hadn't had in the temporary accommodation, that's something which we would, most of us would take for granted. That's obviously made a big difference to you, hasn't it?
Oh, crikey. Yes, it's like have a postcode. You can then have material things like internet access, broadband, whatever. But it's not just that, it's a case of you can do things like get to know the neighbours and, you know, start building up a community again. Do things like, you know, putting carpet down, hanging pictures on the wall, deciding what colour you're going to paint the wall. It gives you a sense of, yes, this is me, I can put my roots down. Although I don't own the place, but I can see myself in here, you know, for the long-term future. And that is just such a weight off my mind.
And how is life for you now, Shandor?
Due to ongoing health issues because of my accident, it's as good as it's going to get. Not having to worry about a roof over my head, not worrying too much about food on the table. In my view, I've been at the worst place, being homeless. Life is good. Yes, life is good.
That's Shandor then sharing his story. While not from Gloucestershire, part of this exhibition, which is in Cirencester, as we've been hearing, Shoes Have Names. And Joe, next, we're going to get some of that reaction and, the pairing up, which I think is fascinating.
Yeah, so we'll hear a little bit more from Shandor, how he felt when he saw the clogs that have been created and inspired by his story. And we'll meet artist Jackie Leggett, who's the person that he was paired up with next.
Brilliant.